Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy holidays to you. And yes, indeed, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Here we are on Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? Or are you like me, where you're thinking to yourself, where in the world has the year gone? I mean, a few more days, it'll be completely over, and we'll be ringing in 2011. I want to say happy, happy, happy holidays to all of you, and I just hope that you're getting ready for some great holiday memories. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks. And when I think back on memories growing up as a child, there are just so many that come to mind. It always brings a smile to my face. I can think back, for example, when I was just anxiously waiting on the day to end so I could go to sleep and wake up in the morning to find the different toys under the tree. I can also remember all of the different dolls that I would get, including the Barbie dolls and some of the more active dolls. And when I think about it in particular, there was one doll, and hopefully I'm not messing up the doll's name. I think it was called Baby Love, where she was one of the first ones that you could actually feed food to. She'd come with a packet of food, and you'd mix it up, if I can remember, I think with water. And she'd come with her own little spoon, and you could, like, feed her this grub, and her little mouth would move and everything. It would be kind of funny. She'd also poop, by the way. So that was a fun doll to have. And then Chrissy was another doll that I had that I remember, and she kind of made her debut recently in a movie that Chris Rock did called Good Hair. And with this particular doll, she had a little knob on her back that you turn to make her hair extend out and become longer. So those were two fun dolls to play with. And I can remember back in the day, we didn't have a lot of money. And so what we would do is actually make little doll houses for our dolls. And I can recall using old Tide boxes, Tide, the detergent that you use to wash your clothes. I can remember using those boxes, grabbing some scissors and cutting holes out of them to make doors and windows for my dollhouses, and using portions of the box to create little floors so my little Barbie dolls would be able to go in the boxes and have a way to have a home, if you will. So that was truly a lot of fun. And I know today most kids are not sitting down with Tide boxes and trying to make anything. They want iPods and Wii games and all this other stuff. So to me, they're missing out on really using their more creative side as we did. Well, as I was saying, we are coming up on 2011, and this is the very last show that I will be presenting in 2010. It has been a joy. This show has been more fun than I ever thought in my lifetime it would be to present to you. And I want to thank those of you that have taken the time to listen and that continue to send me emails and drop me messages out there on MySpace and Facebook. I really appreciate your support, and I truly cannot say that enough. I've had some outstanding past guests. I had Bernard Turner on the show. He's from Highlights of Chicago Press, and he was talking about tours that he gives in the Bronzeville area here in the Chicagoland. And Bonnie McEwen was also on the show. She's a blues pianist and the co-author of a new book called Stepson of the Blues. Kenneth Marshall was on the show, and I tell you, I purchased his book off Amazon.com called Hopscotch on Bloodstained Sidewalks. And at the time, I didn't know anything about him as an author or anything in regards to the contents of the work. And that is truly a magnificent book. I recommend you go over to Amazon and pick up a copy. I had Lisa Dominique on the show, and she is truly an angel. Both she and I had such ugly colds during the delivery of that show, but I tell you, you have to check it out. Hopefully you won't know that either of us were too sick during that time. And Lisa is a WLS broadcaster. She's a voiceover artist and also the author of a book called The Adventures of Harvey, the Wonder Dog. And then St. Nicholas, or Santa, as he said he likes to be called, he was on the show, and of course he was spreading his usual Christmas joy. And one of the things he shared with us is that one of his favorite stories for Christmas time is The Little Drummer Boy, and he told us why. So you'll have to check that out if you did not hear his reasoning behind that. And then an author called Steve E. Wright dialed into the program. I actually had another guest that was scheduled on that day, and I love the way that Steve dialed in and used the opportunity to talk about his new book. He's out of the Florida area, and his new book is called Bloodline of a Mafia, so certainly check him out. And then I have to thank my singing gospel artist, sister friend, Sylvia Federick, who has given me permission to play portions of her song. So throughout the months of November and December, since I've been airing, you've been hearing different songs that have been sung by Sylvia. Go over to her website, sangsyl.com, spelled S-A-N-G-S-Y-L.com, to make sure that you pick up a copy of her CD. I have it. I absolutely love it, and I believe you will too. Now, when I think about 2011 and what the plans are for this show, I really want to keep it as a variety type show. I want you to dial in and almost not know what in the world I'm going to bring to you. I've had some lifelong friends say to me that they thought this was going to be a program just about the author work that I've done or the books that I've done, and that's not my intent for this program at all. It's actually to bring to you information that will help you in life. So some days the show will be educational in nature. Other days it may be lighthearted. You might tune in and the tone is fun, or it could be something that's a serious subject. So make sure that you tune in. Become a friend of the show so you know when the show is going to air. One question I received recently is, why don't I have regular times and days that the program comes on? And truth be told, there are times when the guests can't make it on a particular day or time, or I can't make it. And so I love the flexibility of whenever the spirit hits me, just like it hit me today, to just on this impromptu type moment to go on and do this Christmas Eve special. I like to do impromptu type shows, and I love the guests having the flexibility to pick their own days and times that are most convenient for them to appear as opposed to being on my schedule. So with that said, I hope that you will tune in to the rest of this program, hear it all the way through, and that you will look forward to hearing what's in store for 2011. Let me play another Christmas song for you, and then after this, I'm going to read to you one of my very, very favorite Christmas stories of all time. It's coming up. I'll be right back. Enjoy this song, Jingle Bells. All right, welcome back, everyone. You know, before I played Jingle Bells for you, it was so funny. You know, you sit here as a radio host and you're trying to do two or three different things, like control the switchboard that they give you to work the show, or perhaps a chat room, or to do a variety of different things to keep the show going. And so that's why you heard me kind of stuttering a little bit before that musical break on, what was it I was going to read? Sorry about that. It was a sign of old age, too. Could be. But the story that I wanted to read to you is The Night Before Christmas, and it is one of my favorites. I think Christmas is truly one of the best holidays in the world, and of course it's not the best. There are so many different holidays celebrated by so many different religions, but at least in my life, it's one that has always brought joy. When I think about it, as I said earlier, it puts a great big smile on my face because, if nothing else, I really had a fun childhood, and I got great presents, and as I said in opening up the show, there were times I had to kind of make my own things, like the dollhouse, but there was something special about Christmas, with families coming together and, you know, just celebrating the season for what it was, and then as you become older, learning of what it truly means and what it really represents, and it's celebrating and symbolizing the birth of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us and our life and sacrificing all that he was brought here to do for us so that later in our days of when we are dying that we may have an opportunity to go to a greater place where our sins will have been forgiven because of what he did for us. So I hope that you keep in mind truly why we are celebrating Christmas and that you use it in that sense, in that spirit of love and giving and in celebrating with others. Now, with that said, let me read to you my favorite Christmas story, The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. as I drew in my head and was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk and laid his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Hello, everyone. Here I am about to say my last goodbyes to you of 2010. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for listening to this show and for all that you've done to let me know your input and your feedback in regards to this program. It is so very appreciated. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, which is the last one I'm going to be doing for 2010. And I hope you enjoyed the musical sounds of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, and what I was just playing of Silent Night. Don't forget to drop me an email anytime you have any comments or questions in regards to the show. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And then check me out on MySpace as well as Facebook. I'm always out there blogging and putting information out there on what's happening with the show or what's going on in everyday life. There are a couple of social networks that I'm no longer on, including Twitter. Sorry about that. Tweeting takes up a lot of time. And so I no longer tweet, but I am still on AOL through email that I just told to you. I am still on MySpace and definitely still on Facebook. So check me out on all of those three networks. And then don't forget to pick up copies of all four of my books that are available on Amazon.com. I know that all of you that are listening to this program don't have all four copies, right? You don't have all four, do you? So you need to go to Amazon and pick up copies, not only for yourself, but get them for your friends and family. The titles of my books are Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And if you are in the Chicagoland area, drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com in regards to workshops and classes that I do throughout the year on becoming a published author and surviving a layoff. And a lot of those classes are presented in the South Suburban area at South Suburban College through their continuing education program, and others are done at libraries and other places, again, in the Chicagoland area. So certainly drop me an email so I can get you signed up and registered for one of those classes. Now, before I go, I want to ask you, do you make New Year's resolutions? Well, I do. And I also do something at the start of every year with the hopes that it'll make it a more prosperous new year. So let me first tell you what that is. Now, first off, over the past couple of years, probably the past 2 or 3 years, I've actually kicked off the new year in various casinos. And, honey, I tell you, you know, I know there are a number of ways, probably like mass or something, midnight mass is probably a better way to kick off the new year. But, you know, at the casinos, they do like a little balloon drop, and they always have some kind of show or something, or like celebrity impersonators or something walking around. Or they give you champagne or some kind of little treasures like caps or, you know, sound makers or something to ring in the new year. So to me, it's a lot of fun. But when you think about the new year, you also think about, you know, you may want some money, right, heading into the new year. So one thing that I do with the hopes of having a more prosperous new year is 5 minutes before the start of the new year, all the way until 5 minutes after the start of the new year, I hold everything financial in my hand. That means all the cash that I currently have available and on me. I hold all of my credit cards, all of my, like a checkbook or a savings account or something, anything related to that, like ATM cards. I literally hold all of that in my hand, even if I'm at a casino. I'll pull myself away to a corner. And I hold all of that in my hand, and the purpose is to just kind of throw like this New Year's wish over all of those items, bank statements, everything money related, so that hopefully as I head into New Year, the New Year, it will mean that it'll be more financially rewarding. So why don't you give that a try and drop me a message as 2011 goes on and let me know if that was successful for you. Let me know how your year turned out, like whether or not you were able to get a new job, if you're searching for one, or if maybe you hit the lottery, or if just some kind of financial greatness came to you after you did that hold the money thing. And remember, you want to start at least 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after. And the reason you kind of start a little bit before and you wait till a little bit after is, you know, sometimes our watches we have maybe a little bit ahead. You want to just make sure that, you know, you catch it as you head into the new year. Now, also, as I think about New Year's resolutions, you know, every year I always say something to myself that I'm going to do, because I always want to kind of set that little goal and place it out there. So I have 3 New Year's resolutions that I have come up with, and I'm kind of curious on what some of yours may be too, so that's another reason to drop me an email. Let me know, what are your New Year's resolutions? Well, my top 3, and I always set a ton of goals for myself year after year, but these are going to be my top 3 New Year's resolutions, and the first one is I want to lose 20 pounds. Now, I've already lost 9.8 pounds. You know how women could be sometimes, right? We got to include that point part. Because, you know, if I round that up, that's almost 10 pounds gone already, right? So I've already lost 9.8 pounds. I really want to lose 20 more pounds. So that's my first New Year's goal. And, yes, I will be in the gym the first week of January like a million and one other people. So we'll see how that goal goes. And then, secondly, I want to publish book number 5. So I've already decided on what that next book's going to be. And if you've been listening to the program, you know the subject matter of how I was kind of narrowing things down and trying to decide on what to write about. Well, I have reached a conclusion, so I do know what the subject's going to be and how I'm going to put it together. So goal number 2, to publish book number 5. And then the final one, number 3. My New Year's resolution number 3 is to slow down. I do so many different activities, anywhere from a full-time job to this program to, I don't know, if you ever saw my personal calendar, you probably wonder how in the world I have time to do anything, including breathing. So my number 3 goal is to slow down and enjoy life at a slower pace instead of putting so much on my calendar to do, to actually slow down and enjoy life, enjoy love, enjoy family, enjoy friends, television watching, movie watching, whatever, but to just slow down and enjoy myself. So with all that said, I want to go ahead and close. You kind of get the sense I almost don't want to go, right? You know, my last show for the year, I almost want to do like 10 more before the end of the year, but I need a break, and maybe I could start that last New Year's goal early of slowing down. But I will miss talking with all of you guys and doing the show between now and the first week of January when I'll do the next one. So I pray that this message finds you well and in the best of spirits, and getting ready for a wonderful Christmas, or enjoying the Hanukkah season or the Kwanzaa season or whatever holiday you celebrate, and that you are just enjoying life overall. Take good care of yourself. Be blessed. Be safe. Make sure you have a designated driver on New Year's Eve if you decide to go out. And I'll talk to you next year. Have a happy New Year. Bye.